This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants are Sandeep Das, journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The Union Cabinet, under the chairmanship of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, met today and a few important decisions were taken. Among others, a couple of agri-based decisions are all important. And to discuss more about them today, we have with us Sandeep Das, journalist. Welcome, sir, to our show.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Das, the Cabinet today approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate, that is DAP, beyond the NBS subsidy till further orders. Now, please tell us more about the same.
Just to inform the listener here that DAP, the fertilizer, India imports about two-thirds of our consumption. Mm-hmm. Our annual consumption is about 11 million tons, and we import two-thirds of them from various countries, Russia, Ukraine, and other countries. Because of the Red Sea crisis and other geopolitical tensions, the import has become quite expensive because those ships who used to cross Red Sea and all, now taking a longer turn to reach India's coast, so that the transportation cost of DAP has increased substantially. There are two kinds of subsidy government provide. One is the urea subsidy, which is the urea price hasn't been revised. It's unfixed. That subsidy government provides. And there's a non-urea subsidy. Non-urea subsidy, under which DAP comes, is government announces every twice a year, that is Kharif and Rabi season. But in between, what happened? Because the farmers have sold DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag or 50 kg bag, which is very crucial for our Rabi winter crop. And the companies who sell them, they import the same from the other countries. And because government provides subsidies on this particular thing, because the cost of import, say about 2,500 rupees per bag, actually, the cost actually should have been 2,500 to 2,800 rupees per 50 kg bag. But mm-hmm. now government has decided to give this subsidy, this one-time subsidy for timing, to ensure that farmers get at the same price of 1,350 rupees per bag,
right,
for 50 kg for the subsidy. That is what the subsidy is all about.
You say that the farmers would be getting at 1,350 rupees per 50 kg per bag, which effectively the cost will be about 3,850 crores if we talk about the subsidy here.
Correct.
This is one of the benefits which is going to help the farmers. Now, beyond this, how are the farmers going to benefit more from this?
As I said, the cost of the bag is say about 28 rupees. If you include all the transportation cost, the actual cost is about maybe around 2,800 rupees, around 2,700 rupees, which is increasing in the last couple of months because of all the geopolitical crisis, which is taking more time for our ship to come from those countries, Canada, Ukraine, to reach Indian coast.
Okay.
So that's why this government has been revising. It was earlier it has provided similar subsidy, and now it has been extended further to ensure that farmers do not have to pay more for the bag of DAP. And DAP is a very crucial for the winter crop, which is wheat, your oil seeds and other crops.
Mm-hmm.
DAP is very crucial for that. And we, as you said, 2/3 of our demand are met through import. So that's why this subsidy came at a very crucial time when the sowing of the crop is on. And so that companies can sell at the same price, which was earlier existing at 1,350 rupees per bag, 50 kg bag.
From pricing to, let's talk about insurance, the crop insurance. The Union Cabinet today also approved the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26 with an overall outlay of 69,515.71 crore from 2021-22 to 2025-26. Now, this is really very heartening. Mr. Das, your take on this?
All the government scheme has been now aligned to the 15th Finance Commission, which will be ending in FY26.
Okay.
And now what has done, government has extended these two schemes, which is Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, which is a highly subsidized scheme where farmers pay just about 2.5% to 5% of the sum assured as a premium for this, to availing this particular scheme. And government has extended till FY26, essentially, with such outlay. Till FY26, government has envisaged the subsidy expenditure of close to 69,550 crores, which is very useful for the farmers, especially when a climate change and other issues are impacting the crop yield. You must have seen that a lot of extreme weather conditions are being reported, extreme heat, excessive rains, and which is impacting the crop. And that will boost the Fasal Bima Yojana in essentially to expand Fasal Bima Yojana. Currently about 4 crore farmers are enrolled. And I must add so that these are all voluntary schemes. This is not a scheme. These voluntarily they have taken up the scheme and a very highly subsidized scheme. And they pay very little premium, basically 2.5% to 5% of the premium, depending on the kharif, rabi, and horticulture crop. And government has extended so that it has covered the risk, because agriculture production is a very riskiest profession, basically. Mm-hmm. It impacts, weather impacts, everything, other extreme weather conditions impact the crop yield, which lead to a lot of losses. So this will cover the farmers and against all these losses because of the weather conditions. And with, in addition to this particular scheme, they have also, in within this scheme, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima and weather-based crop insurance scheme, they created a fund for innovation and technology. Another 800 crore has been earmarked for it to use technology for faster assessment. See, taking a crop insurance is not end of it. If claims are not settled on time, then it can create a lot of problem for the farmers if they are not paid for the crop losses on time. So obviously, the benefit of the scheme is not realized by the farmers. So with the use of technology, faster assessment, faster claim settlement, government aims at settling the claim as fast as possible with the use of digital technology. As the agriculture minister said, that they have also ensured that in case of delay in settlement, mm-hmm. the companies who are implementing the system have to pay penalty of 12%.
Okay.
So that is also another thing, because this is a, I think with this announcement, the scheme will going to expand to all other states. Currently, 23 states are implementing it, mm-hmm. union territories and states. So it will expand to other states as well. And more farmers will be enrolled this time, because it has already got 4 crore farmers have already enrolled in this particular scheme.
So Mr. Das, you just talked about technology playing a role in here. Now, in addition to the same, for large-scale technology infusion in implementation of the scheme, leading to increasing transparency and claim calculation and settlement, the Union Cabinet also approved creation of Fund for Innovation and Technology, that is FIAT, F-I-A-T, with a corpus of 824.77 crore rupees. Now, tell us something more about this.
Essentially, see, earlier what used to happen, that crop settlement, once the crops are damaged, there used to be something called crop cutting experiment. The insurance company used to cut the crop, and how much is the claim, and it would be a very long down process. It would take almost a year to settle that claim of farmers.
Okay.
So now the government intends to technology, it's a technology, remote sensing technology, for efficient transparency in terms of crop loss, in terms of crop conditions, in terms of weather forecasting, losses due to natural calamities and adverse climatic conditions. It can be assessed with use of technology, because we have a space technology, we have a lot of other technology.
Mm-hmm.
So with this fund, those technological use will be increased. And they are also talking of a national crop insurance portal for auto settlement also. They are talking about auto settlement, grievance redressal, because it has been stressed time and again that don't settle the claim of the farmers on time. It impacts the farmers really hard if he is not paid for the crop loss for which he has paid a premium for insurance. So government wants to aiming at using all the technology possible available, remote sensing, digital space technology to assess the crop loss, even also provide information on the weather conditions so that farmers can also save the crop and the mitigation measure and all. That is what this fund will be used for, faster settlement and also ensuring transparency and efficiency in the settlement.
In fact, you know, moving in the same direction, FIAT, as we talked earlier, that is creation of fund for innovation and technology. It also talks about, as you mentioned, yield estimation system using technology, that is Yes Tech, and weather information, as you just mentioned, and the network data system, that is WINDS. Now, how are these, the Yes Tech and the WINDS, are going to help the farmers?
Essentially, when you see crop condition, we need to monitor crop condition continuously. And with use of space technology, with the satellites and all, you can really assess the yield of the crop and the crop damage also, basically, essentially. So that yield estimation, all these WINDS and the agriculture minister has spoken about, will be helpful in saving the crop as well, as and also the claim settlement of the crop insurance, because this will be continuous monitoring of the crop. Currently, what is happening is more of a manual monitoring. The farmers does it. Some other people that is basically, but with use of technology, they can assess the condition of the crop, what condition of the crop is there when the natural calamity happened. So that will be the yield. They can also estimate the yield also.
Okay.
It will be easier when you after sowing, they can also assess the yield in terms of looking at the crop condition, growth condition. So by using technology, drones also are being used. They're all technological tools the agriculture ministry wants to use to bring in transparency, bring in technology into the field, so that farmers get help from the adverse weather condition, if and also claim settlement, that's the main part of the crop.
All right. So, Mr. Das, talking of Fasal Bima, is it like all the farmers, like big farmers, mid-segment farmers, and the small farmers, or the micro kind of, the marginalized farmers, are all of them kind of taken into its ambit?
This is, as I said, the 4 crore farmers have taken it. It's a voluntary scheme. Earlier, it was non-voluntary. Those who used to take loan from the government, they used to be enrolled. Now, it's a completely voluntary scheme. Okay. And everyone is included here, completely voluntary scheme. As I said, the data shows the financial year 2023-24, 4 crore farmers have enrolled. And out of that, 55 are non-loany. Mm-hmm. That means more than 2 crore farmers haven't taken any kind of loan, have taken this particular crop insurance scheme just as a risk, just as to protect the crop from risk of climate change, essentially. It's available to all the farmers, and every companies, the 20 companies who implement this particular scheme are assigned some districts across the country, across districts which are implementing this scheme. Currently, 23 states and Union Territory are implementing it. And this subsidy portion is divided by the states and the center, 50-50%. Mm-hmm. And for the hilly and Himalaya region, it's about 90% center and 10% the state owns it, the subsidy portion of it. Farmers essentially pay about 1.5% to 5% of the insured value of the crop, essentially. So everyone is included in that, irrespective of their land holding and essentially going down. And essentially, they pay the premium, which is very low, as I said, 1.5% to 5% of the insured value. And this particular scheme basically protects against this, all these climate changes, which has become a really challenge for, posing a challenge for our Indian agriculture.
Right. Mr. Das, in fact, the government today said that almost 88% of the claimants of this insurance scheme are the marginalized or the small farmers. Now, this is really heartening. Your take on that?
What he said, that means he indicate that scheme has been accepted by the farmers, that by paying a very small amount of premium, the small farmers, marginal farmers can protect the crop against all vagaries of weather. And also there is another figure, they say that 57% of injured farmers are from OBC, SC. That's also very heartening figure.
Yes, that is another very heartening aspect.
And also, if you look at, since the launch of the program 2016, 1.7 lakh crore has been paid as a compensation, as an insurance payment, against the premium of 34,000 crore rupees. It's almost, if you calculate, it's almost like 4-5 times of the what the premium has been paid by the farmers. That means it's a win-win for the farmers, essentially. And it has been gradually being accepted by all farmers across country, which is 23 states and Union Territories are implementing it. And as per my knowledge, there are various states also approach the center to implement this particular crop insurance scheme. And also, I think more farmers will enroll in the coming years as challenges of climate change, extreme weather conditions are make a more prominent coming months and years to come.
Yeah, Mr. Das, on a parting note, very briefly, what more can be done for the, especially for the smaller, the marginalized farmers to kind of boost or kind of encourage them more?
Essentially, to boost their income, more farmers, as I said, more farmers to be enrolled in this particular scheme. Mm-hmm. More states should come on board, because we have 36 states and Union Territories, so all people should come on board to implement, to help the farmers take this particular scheme into the grassroots, and also to ensure that all the technological tools are available to farmers, whether it's weather forecasting or whether it is claim assessment or even the crop assessment, basically. We should use extensive use of technology to help farmers to protect their crop and also to ensure that application of soil nutrients, other things are taken care of, so that we can boost productivity and the farmers in the long run, because out of 14 crore families in the country, almost like 88% are small and marginal farmers.
Okay.
If we need to protect them against the climate change, we protect them in all these extreme weather events, which is becoming more prominent every year, in fact, to make available them quality seeds, basically, climate resilient quality seeds, which the government has been trying to do that, which will be a great boost to our agriculture system.
Right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Das, for having joined us and giving your valuable inputs. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants were Sudeep Das, journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.